I can guarantee for anyone listening that neither Jan Bukowski nor Christian Solberg have any knives or guns packing anything there. No, they're not wearing leather. They're just like regular folk. And this was your point, isn't it? It's not just for crazy people. It's not just for scary people.
No, not at all. Because by experience, we can see that the average age of people getting a Harley is 45 years old. So it's really not the case. We have a lot of clients in Verbier. Owners of Harley, so it's really interesting for Verbier's new clientels, but also different clients to get in Verbier.
Have you got one?
I got one, yeah, since a few years.
Nice. Which one is it?
My Harley is a custom, so which is a unique one, so it's built for me, so it's a really special one.
Jan Bukowski? Have you got a Harley?
Not yet, because I can't afford one just yet. But
you just have a jacket now.
They gave me a jacket
and the helmet. Is that I saw you? I saw the picture on the Harley. Was that your helmet?
I was posing, and I was posing for that one. But I'm hoping pretty soon to be able to get.
I think
one
he's ready to get
cheap.
One.
They're not cheap.
But he has a good salary, so I know his salary, so he can buy a Harley for sure. We organized something really crazy because we decided to. We have the opportunity to get in this beautiful Tente des Combats, which is a very unique, a very nice place with a village of the Concours Hippique. So everything is ready for the Harley Bikes Weekend, and we organize a lot of animation. So we didn't want to just to have a Harley coming in Verbier and nothing else. We organize a lot of demonstration, so stunts, which is like acrobatic bikes, bikers. Burn, which is really crazy because they are, I don't know how you translate that in the burns.
Burning rubber.
We organize also some shows at night, so especially the Fuel Girls shows are four UK's girls coming from London, and they are really, really, really sexy, and with tattoos.
Tattoos not everywhere.
Not tattoos, I can say everywhere, I think, yeah.
Visible and non-visible.
I saw visible and not visible, but most of visible. And they will play with fire, play with Harley bikers, and it will be very hot, for sure.
And I want to fly the flag for Lortier, because I believe there is Lortier involvement in the form of Dawnless.
Exactly. We have a few bands coming Friday nights and Saturday nights, four bands each night. And we organize also, which is good for the Grand Sabana Resorts, we organize rally. So we have three rallies organized. I mean, rally is walking, so it's a trip to the destination. The first one is on the Barrage de Montvoisin, where it's taking place with aperitif. We have to fight a little bit with politics to get the authorization because it's quite difficult, but we will get that for sure. And that will be unique to take picture on the top of the Barrage de Montvoisin with the bikes. The second one will be taking place in La Champelac, and the third one will be in Col du Grand Saint-Bernard, where bikers can visit the dogs and the museum. So that's very nice things to push the people, because bikers don't just come to get here and to drink beers. They just want to show the bikes, because they are very proud of the bikes. They want to show the bikes and to visit the original resorts.
So if you hear that noise of the Harley in September, don't call the police, don't call the army. It is allowed, and it is part of the tourist attraction in the region. A brand new tourist attraction, of course.
Yes, brand new. And we hope that will be taking place for years, because we just spent last weekend in Morzine. They had a Harley meeting. It was full of bikers. It was crazy. It was like a city. It was really full and enjoy the fantastic.
And I'll just add one thing. This is part of our strategy, really, to create events all throughout the year to give people the opportunity to discover Verbier and the region through all its colors. So this is the first one in September, and we hope to really build through September and October to have all these different events so that people come all year long, spend a weekend, bring a group of fellow business travelers for a seminar. That's really the direction that we're going in, and I think that, you know, when we see each other in 2 to 3 years and, you know, and talk about this, I think that you will have noticed a marked improvement in the frequentation of the destination.